bit, have some life experiences, knowing how did I deal with relationships, deal with challenges, some hard time in my life, or how did I make choices, if I understood myself right, and I am not in the dramatic emotional change or like this kind of roller coaster period of time, then I'm able to leveraging MBTI, the description, to understand myself with the patterns that I did. So when you mentioned about your INFJ, what I understand is like introverted people normally spend a lot of time or more time to be with themselves, to processing the voices in their brain. I think maybe old people do that too, but like I do that too, but like but I feel like definitely compare with extroverted people, they're probably like that, and F people are definitely more empathetic and relationship towards. If I say that right, or I don't know. So I think this really helps people, at least me, to kind of like know, oh, what kind of field or job or career or lifestyle I might fit for. So so I feel like in that case you don't know, but you sort of know. So if you understand your personality type and understand that you want to achieve some kind of experience in your, let's say, 20s, would that help you to figure out doing something? For example, like you care about relationship, but you care about the relationship with yourself, but would you think if you do some kind of jobs or make some choices that help you to build relationship or maintain relationship with other people, with some kind of community, would help?
Yeah.
Would that be?
I think that would definitely be something I'd be interested in. That, I guess, like, thinking about it right now, that is partially why I was interested in psychology, is like having these types of relationships with other people. And okay, wait, I feel like I had so much to say when you were talking, but
like one by one or whatever.
Yeah, I think first of all is people really do want to understand themselves. That's why like astrology is so popular.
Yeah,
like, you know, the is it ENTJ? Or what is it called? Like the INFP thing?
MBTI.
MBTI, yeah, right. Like that kind of thing is also so popular. Have you heard of Ocean by any chance?
Oh, yeah, like, is that the big five? Yeah.
You know,
the first time I heard of it, I thought it wasn't as accurate as MBTI, because MBTI has like 4 times 4. Mm-hmm. So you have like 16, but the big five only have like 5. Dichotomy. Yeah. I'm not so sure. Or like 5 categories, right?
And it's all on like a scale, right? Too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like, I guess a scale, you can be like 5 times 5, which is 25. So I guess that way you have more categories than MBTI. But yeah, like what about it? They're kind of matching to MBTI, right?
Yeah, I just mentioned it because it is. I took like a personality course in psychology, and that was right. The only scientifically supported one, because I think even though MBTI has like 4x4, right, like a lot of different options, it also really depends on like your mood when you take that test, or like, what point you are in your life type of thing. So with the more like sliding scale, you can see, you know, like how much you have of it generally, rather than like, oh, I'm this. Because, yeah, it's, like, openness, conscientiousness, extroversion. I think it's, like, acceptance and extroversion. Or, wait, and neuroticism.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You should try it. Have you taken it before?
I didn't even take the MBTI test. I just pull out the 4 dichotomies.
Yeah.
And
you're, like, you already know.
Yeah, I already know. Like, I don't even trust the test, because when people take the test, they can be in an emotionally unstable stage where it's completely different than them, right? Like, but I think if I understand myself more, right, then I know which dichotomy. I'm definitely like more than that, right? Like, I know, I was struggled, as many people did, was I'm not so sure if I'm more extroverted or introvert, because you're just like every part of it, right? Like, it's just like we have so many different sides, right? I exactly. also wanted to hang out by myself, but it doesn't mean it's like I don't enjoy hanging out with people, right? So that's why it's really hard. But like, if you understand the holistic part, and then, for example, like, are you F people or T? Are you F person or T person? Like, I would be like, of course I'm empathetic as well. I was overly empathetic. That's why I met some fake friends and I got tricked by them. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. But I realized when I make decision, I can overcome all the feelings that I have, no matter sadness or whatever, excitement. I eventually make decision based on all the rational thoughts that I have and objective evidence that I have. So I know that I'm more like T person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't really take the test, and Big Five is also like I just analyze by myself. So yeah, what about it? What about you? Or does that help with anything that you make decision about?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I like that you mentioned the holistic, I guess, mm-hmm. like side of personality tests, because you know, when someone asks you like, who are you, like, you have to describe yourself in like a few words or something. I asked somebody I know that question, and he was like, nah, like I don't have anything specific, like I'm pretty much everything. And I was like, okay,
I know.
Yeah,
few people told me that, and I was like, can't keep the conversation ongoing.
No, you can't keep it going, but it also kind of blew my mind in a way, because I spent, like, I feel like so many people spend so much time like categorizing themselves, like,
yeah,
this is me, like putting a label on it, and then limiting themselves and being like, no, I'm a bad person because I did this one thing, or like, oh my gosh, I'm such a good person, you know? But like, if you think about it, everyone has like all of these different potentials within themselves mm-hmm. to be, you know, like funny or like stupid or ridiculous, you know? Like everyone has every aspect of like the human experience, I guess, within them. So I just think that's kind of something that I like thinking about when I'm trying to be like, oh my God, I feel so stupid today or something. It's like, well, you know what? It's kind of like a flowing, holistic continuum, kind of like you mentioned.
So. Right. I feel like, you know what you can do? Now you can become like social media psychologist, because you come from this background, which is like convincing, right? Mm. And then you can help people to analyze with this MBTI thing, because people understand it. People like, it's easier to talk with people or convince them or negotiate with people when you make the things easier to understand. Like, clarity makes people to pick up the information more easily. So that's the reason why it's better to use the MBTI than you created something that's just to convince them. But you can use this to help them to understand. Like you said, people love to understand them and wanted to understand them themselves. And with a little bit, you know, psychology information, like knowledge, then that will probably make you stand out.
maybe.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you know yourself well?
I think now I understand myself more, but when you talk about people, sometimes like they take the test and they, I think the test sometimes it's like some tests is inaccurate, the result, because people choose the answer which is not necessary who they are, but necessary, but who they want to be. So they probably get the answer like, this is the personality type who they want to be. But I think that would be good enough too, because, you know, I forgot, I don't know how to say this in English, but basically your projection of yourself or of others and your comments to others will guide them to become that type of person.
It's called self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I knew it, but I just forgot. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that is the thing where I feel like if you find yourself is like that, and you don't have to really struggle with, oh my God, is this the most accurate type? of myself, but it doesn't really matter, right? What matters, can I be that one? So for me, I understand myself a lot more. I do a lot of reflections, and I most of the time I'm by myself. Sometimes was forced, like when I moved to a new country, I had nobody that I knew, so I was forced to spend tons of time by myself. But that was also the time that I understood that I enjoy hanging out with people. I'm extroverted, so and I found my personality type from the four dichotomies with my own analysis. I liked it. And I used that to also convince myself to be like the higher level of this type of personality people. And when I see some raw models or type of people that I want to be, or they achieve something that I also wanted to achieve to that level, I would just be like, I would feel, actually genuinely feel, that they're probably from the same personality type that I do. So I think I'm fully using this kind of self-fulfilling, how to say that?
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Prophecy, yeah, right. Yeah, and I also never go to the fortune teller to tell me who I am. Yeah,
yeah. That, I mean, that's good. I'm kind of curious what the fortune teller would tell me, but I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the self-fulfilling prophecy is pretty strong. Like, the power of your own thoughts and your perception of yourself, who you are, that does guide how you think people are going to treat you. And then you already act kind of, like, in accordance with that. And then they're like, oh, why is she acting like that? Like, let me treat her like that. And then, yeah, that's what the self-fulfilling prophecy is. But it's even strong for, like, negative beliefs about yourself, too.
Right.
Because, like, you have more... You're talking about, like, oh, these are certain personality traits that you want to, like, get to or, like, grow stronger, which I think is really good. But I think sometimes people can get so in their heads with these, like, self-destructive narratives of, like, oh, I'm so lonely, like, no one wants to be my friend or something, just based on circumstances that they're in. Like, I know you mentioned, like, you came to... Like, you go to different countries in the beginning, you're alone, right? Like, I've had that experience once because I went to Germany and I was, like, doing a study abroad there. But in the beginning, there was, like, no classes. I was just by myself. And I was alone. I was like, oh, my gosh. This is the first time where I've been, like, forced to be alone. And I don't know anyone, so I don't have any other choice. It's kind of more calming or freeing in a way, because when you're alone in a city where you, like, know so many people, you're like, feeling kind of guilty or like, oh, I should be seeing someone, like I'm such a loser or something. But then when you're like in a different country, like, okay, I just need to spend time with myself, and then you can grow like your own, I guess, thought, like, system of thoughts from there.
Yeah, I feel like that helps, at least me, it helps you to figure out what kind of, like, environment or cities that fits you more. For example, like, if I realize that, oh, I am alone now, but I don't have many choices to go out and see people and talk to people. But it didn't really happen when I moved to New York, right? Because New York...
You moved to New York before.
Yeah, I was so living there. That's why I compare with the place.
Yeah.
So that's, like, New York City is a lot more extrovert city. So if I don't know anyone and I go out, I literally can just, like, make a few friends from an event or join some kind of thing. Not necessarily always happen, but it's a lot easier. People are just like more open. But in somewhere else, like even in Vancouver, it takes time to build the network to get people to know you, because they all have their own circles, and this is not like a crossroads city like New York City where, like, people come and go. So they're just kind of, everybody's like that, so everybody can feel you.
Vancouver is so much like that. I feel like just this, everyone has their own groups, and a lot of them are even from high school still.
Yeah,
and it's like there's not a lot of the culture of, like, mixing or, like, sharing other people. Like, you're like, oh, let me just, like, bring my friend and we can, like, create this new group. It's like, no, it's very, like, Vancouver's nice, I guess, like, people are nice in Vancouver, but they're not necessarily friendly. And I do agree that it is kind of hard to break into those types of groups, or even, like, get vulnerable with people. I don't know if you've noticed that, but I think, at least in my experiences living in Vancouver my whole life, like, I have some friends I've known a really long time, but, like, making new friends, people are kind of hesitant or like scared of being vulnerable in any way. So mm-hmm. it kind of just leaves the friendship to be more surface level, unless mm-hmm. you're the one who's like, okay, like I wanna know more.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have certain type of like opportunity to build that network. Like we talked today and we worked in this station, and maybe in the future we can hang out more and get to know each other, but it's like take a long time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say like Canadians, because Vancouver is the only city that I've been lived in and visited mm-hmm. to in Canada. So when I say Canadians, basically means people that I met yeah. here in Vancouver. But like I literally feel people are just a little bit too friendly, actually.
Really?
Yeah, they're like very well mannered, which also means
like very polite.
Yeah, very polite, mm-hmm. but which also means there's like a big, you know, like there's some, how can I call it? Like there's this kind of wall in between, like you and another person.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're extremely polite, which also means you're building something, right? And not like you said, being like vulnerable, whatever. So when I just moved to here, I was really like extrovert, New York, that kind of personality. And when I talk to people, people are like, oh, I start to do this, and I'm yeah. like, oh, I'm not popular. But now I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
So, but this makes me figure that what kind of life set that I want to have and should be built in what area. Like I love New York City, but doesn't mean I think it's the best place to have your whole life spending there in every single minute. I probably wanted to live in Vancouver, have some like quiet time, mm-hmm. but I want to also live in somewhere like in New York City where like, oh, you want to grab a lot of information and have a lot of kind of connection and intersection with other people's life. And I also love to like spend some time living in my hometown in Chengdu, China, or other places in China where, oh, you see like it's extremely like Asian culture, which means like super competitive, people are super hardworking, but like things moving forward so fast. So I was like, oh, that's very different than North America. I feel like I need all of them. So these experiences are all valuable to me. Yeah. But when you mention about you want to have better relationship with yourself during your 20s, do you have a plan or do you know how to do that? Because I feel like a lot of people probably wanted to know. Because a lot yeah. of people, I saw on social media, like especially on the China side, a lot of people are just like having this kind of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think part of what's helped me know myself better is just doing things alone. Like I've been like not solo traveling, but I've been in different cities like by myself for like mm-hmm. 3 or 4 days. And then, you know, when you're with somebody else, you can be like, oh, well, what do you want to do? Or when should we do this? But then when it's all just you,
mm-hmm.
you're making every single decision for yourself. So you're super in tune with what you want. Like, you don't really have any other option to do anything other than what you want because mm-hmm. you're the only person. And then, like, throughout those experiences when you are doing, like, going to a certain museum or, like, seeing an artist that you really like, you can spend as much time as you want there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to make compromises or leave when you want to leave. And I think that just teaches you about yourself, and it also is like you're spending time with yourself. You're not just like, you know, before bed thinking about something. Like you are having an experience with mm-hmm. yourself that you maybe would usually have with somebody else, but it's just you. And then when you like, you know, you can journal and you can write about it, but you can also like think to yourself throughout that experience. And then, you know, I got to a point where I was like having a fun time basically just hanging out with myself, and that had never happened to me. This was like a year ago or so, and I was like, whoa, okay, so that's I guess a way or a pathway to forming a better relationship is like doing things more things alone. And I know it's kind of hard because we're in this era where like loneliness is increasing and people need connection more than ever, but I think it is still like equally important to spend some time alone. But yeah, also spend it with other people.
Right. I feel like, do you think there's something that's related to this personality type? I know it's kind of like too general, but
yeah.
Because what I understood about the fourth dichotomy, I thought introverted people would probably prefer to spend time by themselves, which definitely not as accurate because I am like E person. Mm-hmm. But I love to spend time by myself. And I spend a lot of time by myself to recharge myself. So that's what I'm saying.
That kind of sounds like an introvert, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
You can gain energy from being around other people with like extroversion, but introverts gain.
That's what I'm saying. It's too general. It's like, you cannot say, oh, E people are like that, or I people are like that. This is how in China we call it, like, E people means extrovert or something.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, but I feel like people are like, they care about people, they care about others a lot, they care about like, they're sort of like directed with, maybe when they make decisions or whatever, they're directed with the relationship side. So is that like there's a conflict in between? I think probably I understood it wrong.
Maybe. I mean, there are, oh gosh, like there's just so much to do with existing where like you can hold certain beliefs, but then also not act in that way. And, like, there's so much conflict in that sense. But what are you specifically, like, talking about? Like, the conflict between, like, this, the introversion?
Because I thought, like, you know, if you're more, like, F people means, like, feeling means, like, from my understanding, is that they care about how other people feel a lot more, which kind of means, like, if you care. Because I thought, like, if I want to, and I'm more, feel more comfortable spending time by myself, probably I'd care less about how other people feel or think. If I do care, and is that like kind of means I like those relationship building, I care about it, which means I need to be more with other people, right? So do you like it or not?
Okay. I'm just saying. Okay, that's a question. Well, first of all, I think I am still scared of being alone a little bit, so I do like being with other people. So I know I was said I was an INFP. That was also like 4 years ago, so I think I've changed.
What are you scared about?
It's a good question. I think I'm just scared of like processing some things that I haven't thought about, or just like giving myself a time to rest and like, yeah, just process feelings. Because you know when you're always busy, like you're always on the go, you don't really have time for like negative thoughts or like sad thoughts. And I guess sometimes I just want to avoid that for too long, but I know that I need it.
You know what I mean, right?
Like I kind of want it, but I'm just kind of like scared of it, of how
I
spend my time.
Right. But does it have to be negative emotion though?
No, it doesn't.
Right.
I just don't know. It's scared of like being alone and then like wasting my time or something. It's really hard to describe.
You can waste your time with hanging out with other people.
Yeah, I know. You're right. That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the conflict for me is not much as there because I do care about how other people feel.
Right.
But I've been trying to also prioritize, but stand up for myself and care more about how I feel too, instead of just, I think a lot of women kind of deal with this being like a people pleaser, like making sacrifices for other people even though they're uncomfortable in certain situations. So I've been trying to do like work against that more. I still care about how other people feel, but I want to make sure that I'm also comfortable and like doing what I want to do as well.
Yeah. By the way, I really wanted to tell that all the audiences from China, especially the female audiences, they probably feel like very surprised sometimes when they hear that the woman in the Western countries, let's say in North America, because I think the North Europe is probably very different than here, but like they have this kind of situation where they feel like more like the people pleaser side, right? So this is like really the worldwide problem where there's like revolution or transition here for female to kind of wake up and find their own values because we have the opportunities, right? But however, I do feel like males probably feel this kind of struggle as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. I think it is like a reckoning of all of these different types of like gender roles changing and being conscious. Like I think women are able to talk with one another more and see like, this is not okay to be treated like this. And, it's more accepted to talk about it. And then, you know, men are probably also, like, questioning how they are acting or how they're being treated.
Yeah, because we're all human. Yeah. But I think males are probably, especially in those kind of environments, where they are required to be strong. They are required to not to show their vulnerability or share about this. If they admit that they also are suffering from some kind of situation where they have to kind of make them feel people pleaser type or that kind of mentality, it's also kind of publicly ashamed themselves. But females, like, we can talk about it, which also helps. But female definitely suffer more from those, though.
Yeah, and I guess when you talk about male or like men and women being people pleasers, I think ultimately who we're all trying to please is like men, I guess, or like patriarchy is like, men are the ones who are trying to please, not like please other men, but just like
more powerful.
Yeah, like, I don't know, get respect, I guess, from other men, and then women are trying to get, you know, just like basic respect as well. But then we're doing all of these things like twisting and turning that are not authentic to ourselves to get this respect or this, I don't know what it is exactly, but just this validation from this super strong masculine man who, you know, nobody really is.
Yeah, it's kind of like pyramid. Everybody has to climb the ladder and feel like pleasing whoever on the top, but whoever on the top happened to be mostly men.
It's just the patriarchy, basically.
I mean, like, I'm so interested to this topic, but like, as always, wherever you get into the vibe, you get into the deep topic, it ends. The show ends. We have to deliver to the next one, which is Jacob's The Arts Show. But we can totally continue this, because I also wanted to make them like more like mini series, so people can get into those knowledge that you have, right? Like, and help guests to explore what topics they are interested in. Anyways, then at the end, we're going to play the song by Hallelujah Hailu called Jenny. Is it Ginny?
Yeah, I think it's Jenny.
Jenny, okay. Mm-hmm. It's a G-I-N-N-Y. All right, and a shout out to all the people at CJSF, and also you can check our episodes and all other shows at cjsf.ca. Click Listen Live. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Oh, Jenny, I hate that my clothes fit better on you.